Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hey, neighbors, our friend Don Sheber's got a good supply of some great seed wheat for you for planting this fall, including Bentley, Gallagher, Ruby Lee, and Endurance, all great OSU wheat varieties. All four varieties are certified, cleaned, and ready for delivery. The quality is exceptional this year. Germination, excellent. You can call Don to get more information and to book your seed, 405-880-2950. Don Sheber Seed Wheat, 405-880-2950.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by public researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Cattle futures today closed quite strong. We're $1.40 higher in August at 150.52. September's up $1.85 at 149.05. October $1.80 higher. November $1.62 higher. So across the board on the feeders, we moved higher. Live cattle were stronger, but not quite as strong as the feeders. Up 7.5 in the August. October's up 65. D's up 67 at 116.10. That's about a $9 or so dollar rally from the lows set at the end of July for the December live cattle. They were down around 107 at one point, and now they're around 116. So quite a good bounce here. There are some gaps on the downside that some anticipate to be filled, but on the same token, there's also gaps on the top side that could be reached at some point. Now, midday boxed beef was sharply higher here, $1.02 higher on choice at 200.19. So we're back above $200 on choice. Select was $1.38 higher. That was 193.22. So both of those really strong here at midday. The index for the feeder cattle, 146.48, that was up 45 cents yesterday. But as we go forward, the cash markets are higher. I suspect that index will creep higher along with the August feeder cattle futures.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
A mixed day for grain futures. We were 3 to 4 cents higher on the soybeans. They did try to reach $10 on the November contract. They got as high as $9.99 and a quarter, but they were met with quite a bit of resistance and only closed 3 and a quarter higher at $9.88. Yesterday's crop progress report for beans, 72% good to excellent. That was unchanged. But the big thing for supportive for beans have been exports. We had another announcement of 120,000 metric tons for soybeans. That's the 10th consecutive day in a row that market has been higher. Corn and wheat were both lower. Corn down a penny to 2 cents. December corn, 1.5 lower at 333. Yesterday's crop progress was 74% good to excellent, down 2% from last week, 76%. And then, of course, at the end of this week, we've got FSA acreage numbers and the USDA monthly report. That'll be this Friday, the 12th at 11 a.m. That could be a really big day. And an outside market here today we're watching is cotton. December cotton traded limit down 3 cents at 73.05. There was some rainfall in West Texas and then also in Georgia. And also the forecast is favorable now for some rain in cotton. Looks like we're going to have a decent crop nationwide. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.